There was significant uproar a couple of months ago from the arts amid a lack of financial support during COVID, but supporting yourself as a budding creative can be very difficult at just the best of times. That's why initiatives that grant a creative professional an avenue to showcase their talents, they're so, so important, not just for the individual, but for the industry and everyone else as a consumer or an audience who doesn't like art. This is something that the UTS Library right here in the city has been doing since 2012. Each year, the program inspires playfulness, provokes curiosity, and encourages engagement with the library and its community. It's an artist-in-residency program. Applications are open, and to give us a little bit more insight this morning from the UTS Library is Michael Gonzalez. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for joining me. We're probably, what, all of 400 metres away at this point. We probably could have just gone into the street and shouted, but we'll go on more slightly professional.
I dreamed of going into the touristy art studios, and I feel like I'll have to do it again at some point.
You'll have to do it sometimes. Keep in touch. We'll get you in here. Obviously, with everything going on at the moment, there's a no other people in the studios policy, regardless of how much kind of antibacterial wipe and hand sanitizer we've got. But alas, we've got you on the phone. Thank you again. So I'll ask you just, first of all, what are the origins of this initiative, the Artist in Residency program? Why does UTS put a little something away each year to support the eventually successful applicant?
It started a few years ago, and it was really about how to get people to engage with the library in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And actually looking at the concept of library and what you can do and how you can extend that out. And it was basically a platform for engagement and making our collections and services and things more accessible. Over time, that sort of evolved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a playful kind of program in that people can come in, we take them through the library, and then, we say, what's your idea? What do you think? And everyone's been inspired by it. So every person that's come in to try to sort of apply or has been successful gets inspired, and the ideas go from being quite small to quite big.
That's cool. What exactly does the residency like entail? Like, is it purely for painters or for poets or for writers? How should one apply? Or who, rather?
Well, last year we extended it out. It used to just be artists, but mm-hmm. last year we extended it out to be creatives, and we get all sorts of applications. So we'll get, writers and performers and all sorts of things. So historically it's been designers mainly. Last year we got two UTS academics, Alexandra Crosby and Ilaria Vanni, who actually ran the Mapping Edges project.
Cool.
And they actually created an atlas of the area around UTS, around the green things that are around. So it's the Planty Atlas, and put plants through the library, which we maintain.
Right.
This year's creative is a photographer who's actually doing a performance piece. And that's Shireen Fard, and she'll be doing that through September every Friday. So she'll actually set herself up in one of our spaces and conduct a performance every Friday afternoon. So it really does depend. It's really open to anyone who has a creative idea. So we don't really limit that, and nor do we sort of limit the ideas. A couple of years ago, we had someone come in with a small idea and it turned into a giant one.
So, and the works are just showcased kind of throughout the UTS library there?
Well, they're showcased through the library, but then they always end up growing into something else. So for example, Chris Gould a few years ago did a colour ribbon, and now that's been rolled out nationally
right
across all state libraries. Adam Goodrum designed a chair specifically for one of the spaces. We now have 350 of those chairs, and they're the reading room chair. We had Natalia Hughes just do a wallpaper design that then turned into a cushion design that, again, is rolled out into a national program around Respect Now Always. So all of our projects start small and then we kind of grow big, and it evolves. I get actually personally involved with them. A few of the library staff do too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sort of start connecting into things happening in UTS, things happening in Sydney. So the Planty Atlas will have a connection to the City of Sydney, for example, and then start connecting to the other atlases that the Mapping Edges project is doing around Sydney. So it becomes part of a greater kind of project. So they all kind of start small and have the potential to grow very big.
That's fantastic. So it's really, it's a kind of an avenue, a platform for greater success. What effect do you see it having on like the culture of the uni and the students or your colleagues and peers that just walk around? What's the reaction?
It's a range. It really does depend on the actual work that's done. So for example, the Natalia Hughes work, which was a wallpaper work, actually turned part of the library, which was an understairs area, into a pink carpeted gold walled with a chandelier space. So everyone came in, and we became known as, you know, that place with the chandelier, the library that has a chandelier and gold walls.
Yeah.
So, you know, and for example, last year's Mapping Edges project, that actually was a series of workshops before they did the Atlas, and that ran with students. The students came in and they created seed balls, and then they were planted across Ultimo, and then we monitored the growth of the seed balls, and the plants are still growing around Ultimo where we went out and planted them. The plants are in the building as well. So people do sort of have an ongoing engagement with these projects. And people on campus, at the moment, we're distributing the atlases to everyone, and they become part of our Come Back to Campus reactivation program.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mapping Edges project is looking at distributing them through the City of Sydney, so people can come into Ultimo and follow their map of the region based on plants and the green spaces around this area.
That's fantastic. How might one apply? Where should budding creatives look, and maybe just give us some of the T's and C's of this artist in residency?
Cool. So you basically go to the UTS Library website. If you Google UTS Library, or it's lib.uts.edu.au, there is a big creative in residence program banner that's running that says applications are now open. Terms and conditions are that you have to be creative. You have to do a short kind of application, some work, and a bit of a portfolio, so we get an idea of the sorts of things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Then our panel meets, and that has people from UTS as well as externally, and we assess them. Part of the process is then you come and meet with me. We walk around the library, we talk about ideas, and then they get shortlisted. There's a $15,000 overall package, which is $10,000 for materials and stipend of $5,000 for you to sort of do things. I guess the only condition that we have is that there's an engagement aspect. Either you'll do a talk or you'll run a workshop, so we can get the UTS community in to sort of understand the work itself and what's happening. So that's probably the key condition.
Gotcha. That's good stuff. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time. And we will see out your dream one day of getting you here in the 2SER studios.
Yes. Cool. Thank you.
All righty. Speak soon, mate.